Welcome to today's deep dive.
All right.
We're going to be looking at MinLoveCat,
okay,
a web design studio that really seems to be making an impact, even though they're a small team.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got their website, a few articles,
yeah,
even some award nominations.
Cool.
I think it was a pretty good picture of what they're all about.
Yeah, this is great because we get to see MinLoveCat from different perspectives, right?
Sure.
Not just how they present themselves, but also what others in the industry are saying about them.
Yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, right away, the first thing you notice is the name MinLoveCat.
It's catchy.
Yeah. Playful.
Yeah.
Memorable. You just kind of instantly want to know, like,
yeah,
what's the story there?
Right.
What's that all about?
Well, the name actually comes from the founders' names, Wayne and Joey.
Oh.
So right there, you get a sense of their personality, that personal touch.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. And their website really emphasizes that, you know, they talk about personalized attention, quick response times, flexible solutions.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they're saying being a small team is a good thing.
Absolutely. And it's not just a marketing tactic. A lot of the sources we looked at talk about how MinLoveCat's size lets them be super adaptable and responsive. And I think that's a big advantage for clients. You know, imagine having direct access to the people designing and developing your website instead of going through layers and layers at a big agency.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
But what about their actual services?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of web design work do they actually specialize in?
So they're really good at converting designs.
Okay.
So think like Figma files or even those AI generated designs that are so popular now.
Yeah.
And they turn those into websites, fully functional websites. They work with WordPress and HTML. So they've got a pretty wide range of skills.
Gotcha. Yeah. One of the articles mentioned they were featured on Elementor's Sites of the Month, which for a listener who might not know, Elementor's pretty popular website building platform.
Yeah.
So that's a
big deal.
Pretty big recognition.
Yeah, for sure. Elementor even did a case study on how MinLoveCat redesigned the Design Singapore Council's website. And they used a combination of Elementor and a plugin called Jet Engine for that.
Okay.
And just so you know, the Design Singapore Council is a government agency that promotes design in Singapore. So this is a pretty high profile client.
Yeah. So they can definitely handle complex projects for big organizations.
Yeah.
But they also say on their website that they work with agencies and charities, too.
Mm-hmm.
What's that all about?
So MinLoveCat's really committed to supporting good causes. They actually offer much lower rates for nonprofits and charities. You can see that in their portfolio where they've done websites for organizations like the Circle for Human Sustainability, City of Good, and Helping Hands SG.
Wow. So they really do have a wide range of clients then, from, like you said, government agencies to small startups and even charities.
Pretty impressive, right?
Yeah, that's impressive.
And they've got recognition beyond just that Elementor feature, too. They've been featured on awards and CSS Winner, which are websites that showcase really great web design from around the world.
Wow. It's amazing what they're doing with such a small team.
Yeah, it is.
And speaking of their team, I have to mention that even their mascot, a cat named Ami, has a profile on their website. It's a fun little touch.
It is. It definitely adds to their personality. But, you know, there's a lot more to MinLoveCat than just a cute mascot. Their dedication to their clients' goals, their focus on using premium plugins for security and speed, and that personal touch they offer are what really make them stand out.
So we're starting to get a pretty good picture of who they are and what they do, but what would you say truly makes MinLoveCat unique in the world of web design? What's their secret sauce?
You know, I think what makes them really unique is how they combine their technical expertise with a real passion for their client's success.
Mm.
It's not just about building a website. It's about really understanding what the client wants to achieve and then creating a digital experience that helps them get there.
Yeah, you're right. And their website actually says that. They say, we create innovative digital experiences that turn client goals into results.
Yeah.
So it's very clear that they're focused on delivering actual value.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a pretty design.
Exactly. And right. They have the skills to back it up. I mean, their mastery of WordPress, the way they use those advanced plugins like Jet Engine, and how seamlessly they can take designs from different sources and turn those into websites. All of that shows a deep understanding of the technical side of web development.
Yeah. And speaking of those plugins, some listeners might be thinking, well, is that risky?
Yeah.
To rely so much on plugins. Like, what happens if a plugin becomes outdated or incompatible or something?
That's a good question. But MinLoveCat actually addresses that by using premium plugins. And those plugins are generally maintained and updated regularly by, you know, reputable developers. So you have better security, better compatibility over time. Plus, MinLoveCat is really good at staying up to date with all the latest industry trends.
Oh, okay, so they're always evaluating and seeing what are the best tools and technologies to use.
Exactly. They're not just picking random plugins. They carefully select the ones that offer the best reliability and performance.
Yeah, they're not just, picking whatever's out
there. Exactly. And don't forget, they're not just tech wizards. They're also really good at design. Remember, they were featured on AllWords and CSS Winner. And those sites are known for showcasing websites that have great aesthetics and user experience, not just technical functionality.
Right. So they've really found that balance between being good technically and also being creative, which isn't always easy.
Not easy to do.
And what about their collaborative approach? Because they mention working with agencies, taking the agency's designs and turning them into websites. What's the benefit of that?
Well, by collaborating with agencies, they can tap into a wider network of projects and also build relationships within the industry. It shows they're flexible, willing to work with different workflows, which, can be a big advantage for clients.
Yeah, for sure. It also shows that they're confident in their skills. They're not afraid to work alongside other creative professionals. And we can't forget about their commitment to supporting charities either.
Right.
Offering reduced rates for nonprofits is a pretty awesome way to give back to the community.
Absolutely. It's more than just words. It's putting their values into action. And it fits perfectly with, their idea of building meaningful relationships and making a positive impact.
Yeah. So we've talked about their technical skills, their design sense, their collaborative approach, and their commitment to giving back.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
What would you say stands out most to you about MinLoveCat? What's the one thing you want our listeners to remember?
Honestly, I think it's their focus on building real relationships with clients, partners, even the community. They're not just like churning out websites.
Yeah. They're investing in connections and trying to make a positive impact.
Yeah, and that's really refreshing to see, especially in the world of web design, which can feel, a little bit
fast-paced.
Yeah, fast-paced. Like, they're choosing quality over quantity, connection over just a transaction.
Exactly. And I think that's something people really value these days, especially if they're looking for more than just a basic website.
Yeah. It's like they're saying, we see you, we hear you, and we want to help you succeed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And their work proves it. I mean, they have happy clients from all sorts of backgrounds, small startups, big government agencies, and they're getting recognition from those really prestigious design platforms.
Yeah, it definitely seems like their approach is working. It's kind of like a David and Goliath story, right?
Yeah.
This small studio showing that you don't need to be huge to be successful. You just need passion, you need expertise, and a genuine commitment to your clients. I love that. And it makes you wonder, could this be the future of web design? This more personalized approach in a world that's like becoming more and more dominated by huge agencies and automated solutions. Is there still space for this hands-on boutique kind of experience?
That's a great question. What do you think?
I think there'll always be a need for that human touch, for a team that really gets your vision and is dedicated to helping you succeed, especially in something like web design, where, creativity and communication are so important.
Yeah, it's not just about writing code. It's about building something that truly represents your brand.
Exactly.
Engages your audience and helps you reach those goals.
Yeah.
And sometimes that just requires a more personalized approach.
Absolutely. And MinLoveCat is a perfect example of how a small studio can do really well by focusing on those values.
So for our listeners out there, if you're looking for a web design studio that has those technical skills, but also that genuine commitment to your success, you should check out MinLoveCat. You can find their website and portfolio online.
And who knows, maybe this more personalized approach is exactly what you need to, like, take your online presence to the next level.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of MinLoveCat. We hope you learned something new today.